Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Monday. I can't think of no other place to be but on the Dry Bones Connection because it's Free Your Mind Monday. All you got to do is just give us your mind, and we promise you, you will come out with something that will take you higher. Bet you that. Hit it.
Thank you.
To take you higher to a new elevation, because we got to get there. Thank you, everybody. It's Free Your Mind Monday. We made it through the weekend, through this 4th of July, the big lie, 1776. We'll get into that tonight as well. We also will be talking about a few things that we will bring to the fruition about. If we do not get our act together, we might not be on the internet much longer, because they are planning on putting in an internet tax mandate. We'll get into that as well. Also, we'll get into Detroit. I've talked with our friends up there, and they are catching hell. They are now talking about the UN humanitarian aid because they have cut off the water, if you have not found out, to Detroit. It's all over the internet. Hopefully you are taking a look at it. We had our friend Reverend Pickney. We'll try to get him sometime next week also. And got to do my big plug. Those of you listening on the internet, because I know there's more of you on the internet sometimes than the radio, because our statistics show it. And I thank you for tuning in your computer. But we have Dr. Phil Valentine this Wednesday night. Boy, we getting it, man. We got Dr. Phil. We don't have Brother Cobber, both of Hidden Colors 3. We got the crew. Hopefully we can get the whole cast on here maybe one day. But I think I'm going to try for those who I am more familiar with, which would probably be maybe Francis Quest. And I got to get into Dr. Omar about this $5 million he wants for this school. No idea. Not saying it's bad. I commend it. But all I'm saying is $5 million. Where is the alumni at that school? Are they all dead? Let us know. Also, I want to thank all the people that I had an affiliation with over the weekend and so forth. Did a lot of good things. But I get lots of emails, and I get lots of emails, believe it or not, from Africa, from all over. Talked to a deep brother today named yesterday, a couple days ago, I take that back, by the name of Brother Christian. Brother from Venezuela, we got to kick some knowledge together. Brother Deep, man, Brother Deep, brother, hope he will come on and share some knowledge with him. He said he used to work for a black advertising company, so what I heard was interesting. So I hope you guys get a chance to hear him as well. And got to say to my sisters up there, my brothers and sisters up in the northern part of Florida, where it's always sweet, we want to thank Move and Change. Irene Cates, Movement Change, running for a school board of Pinellas County. I want to thank my brothers and sisters in Tampa. Credit Man, of course, he should be coming back. Maybe him and Akilah need to come back. And maybe him, Akilah, and Brother Sharif can get together on a call to work on people's understanding of getting back at the Credit Man. Or the, let's just say, the people who you are borrowing. They should hopefully can get them on as well. Let me get everybody out the way. Also, I got to thank my sisters for sending me the information, because I said I would be a pillar of voice for our area while I got this blog talk, if we don't stop them from doing the internet tax mandate. Let me give a shout out to Movement for Change. Not hard to go from Movement Change to Movement for Change. These sisters are in Fort Lauderdale. The other one is in St. Petersburg. They're having a South Florida Homeschool Forum, which will be on Saturday, July the 12th, 2014, at 3 to 6 p.m. That's going to be at 745 Southwest 4th Street in Dania Beach, Florida. Contact number is 954-554-5174, and that's the lovely sister, Gayel. So, Gayel. Maybe we'll get some more information about this later next week. Actually, no, this week. This is it, guys. I believe this will be the July, if I'm wrong, July the 12th. So keep your calendars open for those of you who are interested in homeschooling, those of you who are interested in starting a curriculum. If you don't even homeschool, just learn how to do some type of schooling after they get out of the brainwashing school. So that's the only way you're going to stop the brainwashing, y'all. You have to deprogram. It's like a computer. When you set a program, the only way to get the program to stop it has to be deprogrammed, and then you must reprogram. That's not hard to understand because it happens to us every day. Every day we get programmed, and then we have to deprogram. That means relaxing, stressing, get your stress out, and so forth. Maybe I can get my brothers down here to bring in Brother Watson, our yoga brother from Temple Patah. I'm calling on all brothers from Temple Patah from the South region to have this brother come down and do a yoga class sometime in the next few weeks. We will put more information out. Brother Watson, y'all know him. He is a yoga instructor. If y'all never seen our old website, which I'm transferred over to the new website, we have pictures with everybody. This brother's on there. He's actually levitating a few inches. He ain't going too far, but he's a few inches, man. He got a few inches up there. I still got to check it myself, you know. That levitation scares me sometimes. Like, how the hell? But anyway, we try to get him down here, brothers. If we get a date, we try to bring the community down because we believe that you must self-stress yourself now. For all that's about to come, and we're going to get into this in a little while, for all that's about to come on, you must understand what and who you are dealing with. It is Park Magic Wizard of Oz. You must now get all of your courage, your heart, your brain, and the courage to stand up to the wizard, because they're going to be pulling a lot of strings real soon. So just remember that. A lot of this is what I call a psyop. I'll explain that later on, meaning that some of this is orchestrated, so it will not look like it'll look like something else, but actually it's orchestrated. And of course, for all my brothers and sisters who are in the spiritual realm, and we don't really tell you what to believe or how to believe, but we're going to tell you that these are principles that are innate to nature, innate to the order, innate to the universe. You study this, and it'll take you all over the place. You can be almost a whole month on just a few of these words if you get deep. But tonight, truth, not fake. This is a talk show where facts matter. We try to give you the most factual information. Go to our website, www.drybonesconnection.com. We have been updating. We like your views. I guarantee you can now find any more comprehensive information on the website that is on drybonesconnection.com. If you don't go there, maybe because you just don't like helping yourself or helping black people help others. You make that decision. But here it is, justice. This man is running rampant with injustice. Did you see what the police is doing to old women on the side of the road? Beating them up? Have you seen it? They not just beating up blacks, y'all. They beating up everybody. I mean, it used to be only blacks got their ass whooped. Now we got whites. We got everybody in between. If the police feel like it on a sunny day, you will get smacked out. That's injustice. That's against these principles. Harmony. When you got people who water is turned off, you ain't going to have no harmony. You will have disharmony. First of all, when you turn your water off, everybody, being that I know quite well, those of you know me, you can't flush your toilet. Okay? Understand that. Now you're going into the outhouse mentality because you are not going to keep flushing that toilet in your house because you will become sick. So that causes disharmony. So you are agitated. That makes your balance. You're off balance. You're susceptible to anything now because your equilibrium has been damaged by what's going on in the interface world. And because of that, you say to myself, what is my going through this about? Reciprocity. Is this what we are actually to be given? Is this our lot in life? Lot in life. Order. Once you create this type of these four, if you go against these five, the order will become chaos. And from the chaos, they would create a fictitious order that is not of divine. Meaning that it suffocates either female or exhausts the masculine. That's not the order we're talking about. We're talking about balance. Balance of order means both are equal. And of course, when you get to the barbaric stages, righteousness goes out the door. So they're coming out with a movie on July the 18th called The Purge. Anarchy. Remember when we first talked about what kind of governments you want, and we gave you the list of governments, and anarchy was right there at the top. It means no, a person who do not want government. So if you don't want government, that means you want disorder or you want anarchy. And that is what this movie is going to be showing. And the funny part is, everybody, it gives people a chance to kill indiscriminately for 12 hours, whoever they want. Now, I don't know about you. That's one practice we do not need. If we get to that level where the government is allowing 12 hours to kill and to hunt people down, and you'll be exonerated from any, just give me a few minutes to get this out of the way. But my question to everybody, besides Detroit, we got also ISIS over there talking about they looking for people. And they about to take truth. So here's the big problem for me. A person who likes to use this internet and do use it to buy or to sell, like I've been doing for these numbers of years, and to have our good old boy, President Obama, because you know, he ain't no, you know, I don't discriminate. Bush was worse, but he's Bush too. Okay? And Clinton too. And Bush again, and then Reagan. You know, these are all people that are still got their cronies and their special interest groups are still in power. So Obama decided, I guess out the top of his head, that he wants to put a tax and spend, you know, getting the tax together. They're going to force this tax to Washington. I guess why everybody sleep again like they did the 1933 bill or like they did the other bills that nobody read, the Patriot Act. Oh, we didn't read it. We know it's good for you, but we didn't read it. And we, you know, what kind of people go along with that? That is pure sheeps. I don't care if you are into whatever. If that didn't rile you up, then, you know, there's some sheep in you. Because that was like, wow, we don't read laws, and, you know, now we just going to pass it? Interesting. But here it is, y'all. They're going to create a bill that will give regulatory nightmares and havoc to small business. Because remember, so many businesses are into the internet that are small. Large corporations and foreign competitors will benefit. It says to make things worse, politicians behind the scheme are plotting to sneak this through the House as quickly as possible without immediate help. And he said, I have no doubt this big governmental boondaggle will be rammed into law. This is coming from another politician who I might try to get on here. I'll tell you his name after I read it. New and high taxes could crush the economic growth and serve as a vehicle for massive new regulations that threatens the very existence of the internet and the success it has allowed so many small businesses to achieve. It says, whereas the internet mandate could open the door to even more big government control over the internet. It says, you can get involved by going to say, I insist you vote against the national internet tax mandate, which is S.743. That's mandate S.743. That is the national internet tax mandate that they're trying to scan. Now, if this goes through, now, I'm asking y'all to get on the line. We'll bring those of you who want to talk. You hit the number one, and I will be alerted that you want to have something to say. And if you have a comment or you know something else that's going on that will be informative for the people, please feel free to give your free your mind opinion. It's your mind tonight. I'm here to let it be free. But think about that, y'all. The internet. That means every time we purchase, every time we might have to start buying time on the air to do these type of shows, which are actually not really free, but then we have to pay for the service, and then we'll have to actually pay to get on the internet. So that's two times paying the way they talk. Now, I suggest you read it, but the person I'm trying to get on here, I had James Traficant. Y'all know he's out of a former congressman out of Ohio, and I'm looking to try to get Rand Paul on here. Rand Paul needs to talk to the people, and I particularly mean the black people, because many of us do not know that the Republican Party was one of the parties that most black people was with prior to this new phenomenon. After King's death, when the liberal insurgents came, we jumped to be Democrats. Democrat is very small in the time frame that blacks have been totally voting there. We were Republicans much longer, if you want to do the facts, much longer. So let's not take parties, because both parties is not in the party for you. So all I'm saying is, if you're going to start listening and being involved or want to be a part of what's happening, and you want to go, you got, even if you do paperwork, guess where it got to go? To the government. So it behooves everybody to get some understanding of who these people are. Now, I'm not saying Rand Paul is our savior. I'm saying, though, if he can stop certain things, we need to try to stop as much as we can. Just like we should have stopped the GMO bill here in the great state of Florida. For those of you who are in the state of Florida, I would love to know how many of you have actually called. I know a sister called from Georgia just to get some information, but I wonder how many of you in Florida really is serious about getting involved. That's what, when they say, what can we do? Right there. What can we do? Right there. So that question about what can we do has always been there. Never have left you. It's why you're not doing it. Have nothing to do with what you can do. It's all kind of stuff. I think those of you who believe in the Masonic Bible says, the work is there, the harvest is few. A lot of work. Ain't a lot of work out here. A lot of work. So think about that the next time somebody say, what can we do? And then think about it before you say it to the whole air. To know that that is one of the most ridiculous statements you can ever make. When you know you ain't called a person, you know you ain't went to go see about a person, you haven't checked the police to find out what the hell, why the hell they are beating the shit out of people all over the damn area. They got advisory boards. They just don't have enough people. Just like these sisters trying to do this schooling. People got to show up if they going to do it. Just like the sister trying to get into the St. Pete school board. People got to show up. You know, the talking is over with. See, that's what we do. We fabricate so much. That's part of the brainwashing. Remember, the truth becomes a lie, and the lie becomes the truth. That's in everybody's mind. You all went to school somewhere, and they went to school somewhere, and you did not create the curriculum. So don't tell me you ain't brainwashed. If you went through this curriculum in the U.S. of A., you have been brainwashed to a certain extent. Unless you reprogram, deprogram, you're going to stay there. And that's the way it is. I'm opening up the line tonight, and y'all tell me what's going on. OE Dry Bones, 2869, you on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
How are you, Dry Bones?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Hey, I want to share something. I have to play it for you. I'm going to give the title because it dovetails perfectly into what you're saying and gives, so you did a brilliant segue. The title of this, and everybody can go watch it on YouTube, it's called A New Pope, The Most Corrupt Vatican Since the Borgias, and the subtitle is Matthew Fox, in parentheses, former Catholic priest, discusses the Vatican's work with the CIA and its alliance with the far-right political forces and Pope Francis' opposition to liberation theology in Latin America. Now, listen to what this guy is going to say, and this is Matthew Fox.
Real link in the politics with the Vatican. I point out, for example, under Reagan, the CIA linked up with Pope John Paul II, and they attacked liberation theology and basic communities in Latin America. And if we extreme right-wing groups that feed, you know, right-wing values, if you will, attitudes of power over, of domination, of patriarchy, and even of fascism.
Can you get back to what you were saying, that there's a new inquisition in the church?
Oh, yes. Over 105 theologians, I was just one of them, have been silenced or expelled or harassed, hounded, in the last 42 years under Pope John Paul II and Benedict, when he was head of the Inquisition. They've changed the name. It's called the Sacred Doctrine of Faith, but it used to be called the Inquisition. And he led the charge against all of us theologians. And I missed the 105 there. By the way, there are several good Canadians. And that one of them dropped dead. He died of a heart attack when he was packing his bags for the sixth time to go to Rome to defend his theology. Even though the Second Vatican Council said that theologians were free to think, and there was such a thing as freedom of conscience for everyone. You see, that's what's really happened in the last 42 years, is that I think we've had two schismatic popes, because the popes and their curia have taken the real teachings of Vatican II, which were about reformation in the church and new thinking and so forth, and linking to the gospel values of social justice. They've taken that and stuffed it. And that's what the silencing of 105 theologians means. So there's no question the Inquisition is back, and I sure hope this new pope is alert to that and turns it around.
Well, let's look at the new pope, Bergoglio, now Pope Francis. What has been his role in Latin America? There's always been this split in Latin America between liberation theology and those more dominant and hierarchical sections of the church that have more or less worked with various dictatorships over the years, and of course Argentina and Pinochet was one of them, and the church does not have a very glorious role, at least the hierarchy of the church and in its relationship to Pinochet. What is Pope Francis's history in all of this, and what does he represent?
Well, from what I've read, his actions were not that courageous under the military dictatorship of that Argentina went through in 1983 and so forth, and he's received a lot of criticism for that. Also, he has not backed liberation theology in base communities. He belongs to this group called Communing Liberation, which is a very right-wing group in Italy. It's been compared to Opus Dei. They call it the Italian Opus Dei. And it claims to be lay-based, just like Opus Dei claims, but in fact it's run by clerics. And
let me jump in for people that don't know. I'm going to say, correct me if I'm wrong, because I certainly have no expertise in this, but Opus Dei represents the far right of the Catholic Church in alliance with the far right of various ruling elites in different countries, and it's a kind of secret conspiratorial and usually up to rather dark and nefarious things.
Well, that's true. I have a whole chapter on them in my book on the Pope's War, and it's scary because they are so prominent in the Catholic Church today. They're appointing Opus Dei cardinals and bishops all over South America, and now in North America as well. And Escriva, who was a fascist Spanish priest who started Opus Dei, they rushed him into canonization faster than any saint in history, and they ignored all the people who were close to him who saw his dark and shadow side, and his sexism, the fact that he praised Hitler. Let me say that again. He praised Hitler, and they tell us he's in heaven. I don't know what that means. But, Opus Dei needs to be watched, and they're everywhere. They're very strong in the American media. They're very strong. They were very strong in the CIA and the FBI, the biggest spy in American history, who gave away more secrets than anyone, got more of our spies murdered than anyone else, is now in jail, I think for life, because he ran free in the FBI for 20 years and giving away all these secrets, went to mass every day of the week, but meanwhile he was a big, very treasonist. So Opus Dei is scary.
And you're saying Pope Francis is a member of something like Opus Dei. You're saying Pope Francis...
No, he wasn't a member of Opus Dei.
No, something like it, you're saying.
He was close to Union of Liberation. And they are another version that's close to Opus Dei. Opus Dei began in Spain. Union of Liberation is a more recent group. They began in Italy. And they are less secretive than Opus Dei. That's one reason we know he was part of it, because Oval State has to be very secret about who's in and who isn't. I don't want to lock him down just to community liberation, but it is part of his history and it has to be looked at carefully and critically.
Well, let me read you a quote from Sergio Rubin, who wrote a book called The Jesuit and interviewed the new Pope before he was Pope. And here's what he said. Is Bergoglio a progressive, a liberation theologist even? No. He's no third world priest. Does he criticize the International Monetary Fund and neoliberalism? Yes. Does he spend a great deal of time in the slums? Yes. And that's a quote from this author, Rubin. What does that tell you any more about what this guy's made of?
Yes, that confirms what I know. You know, as a man, he's obviously simple, and he's not a ladder climber. They say he fired his chauffeur and his limousine. He lives simply. He walks, takes public transportation even. He used to take the bus to work, cooks his own food, lives in a simple apartment, refused to live in the palace that the previous hierarchy had lived there. So, you know, that's a good sign. I suspect that's part of his taking the name Francis, because Francis was also simple and humble. I just hope that he has Francis's deep commitment to rebuilding the church, and to me that would include bringing
Dorothy. Hold on, Dorothy.
Yeah.
Okay, let me stop for a minute, because it's going on. For those of you who are not aware of a lot of the things that we're talking about tonight, this Pope that we have, everybody, and y'all jump on here, this y'all night, y'all feel free to bring up any comments y'all want, but he's called the Jesuit Pope. They immediately coordinate him, not just as Pope Francis, it was Jesuit Pope Francis. So that connotation was connected to him immediately. We're starting to see that he's changing the philosophy. Actually, he's talking about forgiving. We read this sometimes at work, and some of the Spanish people at work are surprised at some of his statements. He even said atheists can go to heaven. He unsaid such thing as, you don't have to believe in Jesus and God to go. He has also said certain things like, you know, he's forgiven all the pedophiles, or they're about to forgive all the pedophiles. Is that something correct? Is that what he's about to do too as well, is forgive these pedophiles and all sorts of crime that's going on with the Catholic Church? He's begging for forgiveness. That was in today's paper, everybody. It says the Pope is begging for forgiveness of the church's sin. What do you think about that word inquisition, Sister Dorothy? With Inquisition, give your explanation of what that really means, the Inquisition.
Well, the Inquisition for Catholics, and what we know as a former Catholic, is the Inquisition was actually where the Catholic Church had its doctrine, and anybody who was not informed of it, so that could mean people who didn't have communications that were up to date, they didn't understand it, or even they chose to think for themselves and didn't support it, could actually be gone after and put in prison, could lose their property, could be killed. The Inquisition, the Spanish Inquisition, if you go online, YouTube video, the Crusades and the Inquisitions were the places where the Catholic Church in history has tortured, brutalized, murdered, and abused people in countless different ways. And it was virtually, remember, the Catholic Church was actually the people behind all monarchies. So you had the Portuguese, the Spanish, the Italian. Back in the day, they had their own kings and queens, and the monarchy approved who they were. If they challenged them, then typically the Pope, if he had a strong enough army of people who supported him in that country, they could overthrow the king or the queen and put in their own people. Now, many people would understand and remember that King Henry VIII of England didn't like what the Pope was telling him to do as far as divorcing his wives and having multiple wives, because they could not have a baby son for him. So Henry VIII pretty much fired the Pope and created the Anglican Church. Luther, as in the Reformation, they broke away from the Catholic Church. And so you have had all these secret societies over the years that have virtually, the Inquisition has been where people were the inquisitor. They would go and they would question a person. And again, you can go out and look on YouTube videos for something like Joan of Arc, okay? Joan of Arc is the most documented case in the Catholic Church or even in history of the trial of a child. She was a child. And she believed that she was led by God in France to bring the church, bring France together. France was warring at the time, and so they were split as a nation because England was trying to take over France. So Joan of Arc.
Right, the Norman king.
Yes. And what's amazing about it is the Catholic Church embraced her because they had an old folklore, which is the Maid of Lorraine would, and again, it's the power of the myth, the power of a superhero, if you will. So Joan of Arc actually rose to that challenge. She went to King Charles, got to King Charles, but through the church. She would actually unite France. But because they got tired of her, the king then turned her over to the English church because she interfered with them. The English church that was actually part of the Roman Catholic Church, because the Roman Catholic Church and the English church were cooperating, they turned her over where they tried her and burned her as a witch, but before they did, they let her be raped and brutalized. And this is a person that years later they put into sainthood. So they let her come forward. They brutalized her after she did her bidding for them, and then they raped and brutalized her and killed her.
And then they made
her a saint.
That's right. Now, this
and
is
you
going
see
on
the same kind of
did.
Patterns. So in the Inquisition.
Hold on. I want to give some clarity to people because we got to slow this down because it must go with what's going on today. When she said revenue or she said Inquisition of y'all, it's almost like the Internal Revenue where they come asking you questions. They're doing this today, everybody, under the same guise. If you heard, listen to what that gentleman, what's the name of that video so we can get people to get to that on their own that you just played? What's the name of that video?
I actually sent it to you, Dry Bones.
Okay.
I sent two of them to watch, and I sent the titles.
And I will definitely get to everybody and all who you want to hear, please.
Okay, this one is called.
What's it called?
You want me to repeat it?
Yeah, what's it called?
This title is A New Pope and the most corrupt Vatican. And the most corrupt Vatican.
Okay. Well, y'all give me an email and I'll send it to you like I always do. Let me just get into this part here because there has been talk because what she mentioned about King James and these secret societies. That's why I'm so crucial on this Bible that everybody's reading because King James also is affiliated to these monarchies when he wrote that Bible. And these Bibles have been produced and sometimes used in the same way that it was used back in the old days for those who became knowledgeable of this book or knowledge about this book was always considered witches and warlocks and they were burned. And sometimes people don't forget. Now, I have a thing on drybonesconnection.com called The Dark Ages. I suggest everybody, it's a documentary that is put together like no other. It actually shows the connection of the Borgias. It shows the Medicis, all these merchants of Venice. It shows Othello, the real story of how the merchant of Venice was with the Moors. This is put together very good, and I suggest you take a look at it because always these popes have been in the mix of a lot of these happenings that's been going on. America, also everybody, was founded by Archbishop Carroll when he donated the land of Washington, D.C. Go look up the land rights to Washington, D.C. It's called Little Rome. The way it is set up is as Little Rome. Look it up. Put it in Google. His name is Archbishop Carroll. So many high schools are named after him. And he was a Jesuit. I put something on my carousel that those of you who are looking on the internet, you know, we have pictures up so you can look at it that goes along with the conversation tonight. And we celebrated what was called 1776. And unfortunately, for those of you who do not know history quite well, you could easily be duped. But United States of America was not even recognized as a country until 1787. So no way that 1776 was a sign of anything. It is actually made up. If you go and look at my pictures on there, it is actually the birth date of the Bavarian Illuminati, which is 1776, which is the magic number for 777. Two sevens and six plus one. You do not understand what they have done when they came over here. They're sort of secret societies. And because many of us do not know, we fall prey to it every day. If anybody wants to get in here, because this is your show tonight, everybody, Monday, I got my sister with me to help me out. But if y'all want to get on this conversation on what's happening with the abduction of kids, with what's going on around the world with this Pope, what's going on in your neighborhood. Now, some of these things you are not going to be able to change. We discussed them because we want to make you aware that it can happen. Because of the intricate system of, let's just say, control that's going on right now, they have placed their people in position of office. That's a fact. That's not play dumb. Everybody know that whoever's in office is pretty much put there by somebody, usually say big interests and lobby. But I'm going to make an appeal to everybody so you know how deep this is. When James Trafficant came on here and said his speech that was magnificently put before the Congress, and I still don't know how anybody can tell me how that is not being brought up, but that was in 93. You know, we had the Million Man March, like three of them. That was never brought up. You know, we have had many presidents that say they want to help with the IRS and help with the Federal Reserve. Play that off, too. We don't have the Black Caucus. No, they heard the speech. Ain't said a word yet. But, dude, we got a time frame coming now where people are starting to realize that the so-called government of the United States, corporation, we really is, I'm going to give you some understanding that is very interesting. They split this country up from the very beginning. It was Louisiana colony. It was the Viceroy of New Spain. They called it already, which is all of the Southwest California, all the way up into Washington State. They had unclaimed territory, which was like two places, and the rest of them is named after England, Georgia, King George, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Pennsylvania, William and Mary Penn, New York. Now, you know that's New Amsterdam. You name it, Connecticut. All these are names from these old English groups that came over here. So they had already named it, and the Pope and them have already claimed it. What we're seeing here, Sister Dorothy, is still the right and rule of the Pope. He's still ruling from that QB Trust crown that they used to wear. They don't wear it no more. I think the last one to wear it was Pope Peter. And they don't show that no more. They keep that crown hidden now. It's a very big crown. It's like three-tier. But in reality,
three-tier?
They're still ruling. Yeah, they're still ruling.
Yeah, they still
it's
wear
like
that
nothing's
crown.
Changed. Oh, they still wear the crown? I know. I haven't seen this one wear, but I know that crown exists, and I've seen a lot of pictures. But they are still ruling. Why is it that this particular type of religion was so so powerful, went to every continent. What's your take on that? Why this particular group can go to every continent with this religion? And and I want to beg before you answer, Islam, I want y'all to know this. Sister Khadija, who was the wife of Muhammad back in that time, was Catholic. Okay, understand that. That's why it's Ma'at Maryam. She was Catholic first. Go look that up. Go ahead, sister.
Well, first off, you have to go back to the basics that the Pope typically has to bless the monarchies, so the kings and queens. And the blessing is that the monarchies rule by divine right, so they're born to be divinely those who are in place. So it's not just that they're born, they are born through God to rule. Now, if the Pope takes away his blessing, which, remember, all these people are very devout to the Catholic Church, they pay tithing to the church, they often would leave their wealth to the church by buying favors or buying what they call, and I'm not going to get the proper term right because I would never do it, but what they do is they actually give a great deal of their wealth to the church for any future sins that they may commit. So,
right, indulgence.
To pardon their sins that they're going to commit. So they know that that can be anything from rape to brutality to whatever, and they can get away with it. So not only was the monarchs and the Pope having their own armies, but you also had the Knights Templar, and you had all these secret societies, and he was calling the Opus Dei and other secret societies that have their allegiance to the Pope. And they would go out, and they would not only just conquer lands, but they would kill the opposition forces. When they killed the opposition forces, they would typically take their partners, or hang on a minute, I'm having some internet problems. Okay. What would happen is they would not only take slaves, but they would take women for slavery, for whatever means they want, wives or slaves, servants, whatever. But they would also take and plunder their riches, their historical information, any of their, you know, knowledge that goes back ancient. That's what's in the Vatican Bank. The Vatican vaults are captured treasures from plundered people all over the world. And so that's one of the reasons why the Knights Templar and other of those societies are so well off, because they help to bridge the gaps. And again, some of the people within those are Freemasons. They also include the Shriners. They also include the Knights of Columbus. Go out and look at societies. Let me see if I could pull it up real quick. Societies of the Catholic Church. And when you look at that, all of these are, in fact, in allegiance and loyalty to the Vatican above all else, even above the connection to their states, the connections to their nations. The Vatican rules supreme.
And I always thought about the Vatican because, you know, like I tell people before, I know this is the Jewish influence is also affiliated, because if you notice that the Pope also wears a hanukkah as well, or beanie on top of it. It's like these three religions. You mentioned the Shriners, and many who do know that the Shriners are as the Arabic formulation of the mystical unions of these fraternities. And I've always said, because I was taught this way, to go investigate the money. Now, the money is the golden riches. Now, I'm going to read something to everybody, because I'm looking at the maximum of law. This is the maximum of law. This is the primo, y'all. It says, the law of merchant, or law of merchants, the rule is applicable to commercial paper where transplanted into common law. There's the trick right there, y'all. Transplanting of commercial paper into the common law from the law merchants. They had their origin in the custom, of course, of business, of merchants, and bankers, and now recognized by the courts because they are demanded by the wants of the convenience of the mercantile world. That's page 670 to 671. And here is the big clincher. Roman law is common law of England and largely influenced by the Roman law in several aspects through the development of commercial law. And that's page out of the Maximum Law. This is the Maximum Law. This is the big boy book. This is the big boy book. Page 910. And it says, all man's law, here we go, all man's law, except for many maxims of law, are commercial in nature. So we understand that this formulation about commercialism and commercial trading, so forth, that was what the Great Crusade was about. They gave that thing about the pilgrim, but they were actually securing the trade routes to the east and to the far east. And, of course, those had no choice but to come into the land of Africa, the land is known today as Saudi Arabia, and a land known as India and, of course, China. Now, let's go there with that, Sister Dorothy. These crusaders, and we see it all the time. Now, I'm going to tell you how powerful they are. They're called the Red Cross. When you see Red Cross, that was the same cross that the Crusaders used as their emblem. They were very rich. We have seen this. We've seen this trade with the. Have you noticed that the Islamic countries are very much in agreement with the Pope? And some of their meetings, they are actually kissing both the Bible and the Quran. What's your take on that?
I find that very interesting. I don't know, but I can also say that some of the stuff I've seen is that in Freemasons they have the Quran, the Torah, and the Bible on the altar of the Freemasons.
And so basically, there we go. I just named all three of the religions. So there you are. All the three religions are there. Now, according to what some say, the Pope, being that they're trying to create this one world religion. A long time ago, I was into this word called ecumenicalism. I might be spelling it. I ain't going to spell it. It's going to be called ecumenicalism. It means the union of all religions under the Pope. What's your take on this particular Pope being called the Jesuit Pope? Why do you have to be called the Jesuit?
Well, Jesuit is actually... that he is, when they say Jesuit, it has a specific meaning. It is, these are people who have the most highest and distinguished studying. They have been afforded the opportunity to look into books and that few others have. He has access to the sciences, the mathematics, and all those other areas. So Jesuits are specifically the most knowledgeable of all Catholic, they're the professors of Catholicism. Now, why is that important? Because a great many of our U.S. colleges and universities are Jesuit-run. So you're getting their theology even if you go to a local college. A great many people within state colleges, non-religious colleges, are Jesuit-trained. If you put in to YouTube videos leadership within America that are Jesuit trained, you will most likely find people like George Tenet, who was former CIA. A great many of the leadership of our country are Jesuit trained. So how do you, again, if you come back to the basis of separation of church and state, and more specifically, the question is, what are their practices and policies? Because the question is if they are bringing to the, and let me even go back further in history, it was the Catholic Church that was behind the slave trade. It was the Catholic Church that was behind the slave trade with all of the different monarchies. Now, in America, good old Lincoln only freed the Southern slaves, and that was to disrupt the Southern war machine because they depended on those slaves on the plantation to you know, keep the fields and keep the food and to trade still with Europe because they were trading with Europe the things they needed for the war. They certainly couldn't, you know, totally make it there in the South. So when you begin to look at this, you begin to see even domestic slavery was not made illegal, and that's in a documentary called Amistad. Okay, and let me get you the actual title, because in this documentary, which is Amistad, hang on a minute, there's two different movies on Amistad. One is just the movie by Steven Spielberg. Nice, entertaining, but it really lacks a great deal of the facts and information that, you know, kind of makes you go, huh? So the Voyage of the L'Amistad, the Voyage of the L'Amistad, A Quest for Freedom, is, and they have all three parts of it, and you need to watch in the movie all three parts. Within this movie, they're talking that there was in 1840, prior to 1840, in America, there was well over, I think, 3 to 5 million slaves from Africa. Okay, that doesn't include whites or indentured servants, just Africans under Van Buren. The movie L'Amistad is about how the Portuguese, which were backed by the Pope, the papacy, were kidnapping people from Africa and dumped a bunch of these individuals when they were about ready to get caught. In the Middle Passage, and there were a bunch that were sick, so they said, or they couldn't feed them because they had overpacked them, so they dumped them. It's a very graphic movie, and I think sadly all Americans should have watched it, but to really understand the full weight, gravity, and appalling behavior. And that's really a very low word for what really happened. I'm overwhelmed because I've seen it.
I tell people they can't imagine what actually took place, because of course we will be totally taken out. Hold on, let me get I see we got some calls. I want to get some people in here so we can get some more information on these. Let me get 777. What you've been hearing, what you think, what you got on your mind, let us know. 777. Oh, you dry bones. Go ahead.
Well, with this...
777. I guess he's not going to answer.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm on another call, but can you put me on pause for a minute? I'll hit you back.
Yes, I got you in there. Go ahead, Dorothy, go ahead.
So what happens in the movie, in this documentary, is they go to Cuba. The Portuguese takes the slave ship or the kidnap people to Cuba, and they...
Mm-hmm.
Virtually disperse and trade out who they want to take up to America. Cinque was one of the kidnapped persons on board the ship.
Yeah,
and
I remember.
And they,
yeah,
and then what they did is they took over the ship and killed all but two of the Portuguese, wanting to get them back, have them take them back to Africa.
Yeah.
But because
Correct.
they didn't know the sea navigation system, they ended up closer to the banks of Connecticut. So the U.S. Navy of the time ended up capturing the ship. The short version of it, these individuals, because the ship had virtually been abandoned, the Navy officers claimed that they were not Navy personnel and they had the right to claim it for themselves. Well, this began a huge battle that went all the way to the Supreme Court, because you had the abolitionists that move forward and say these were free persons, because at the time, prior to 1840, the slave trade, international slave trade in America was illegal. It was illegal. And so here you have Cinque, who is now learning English. An abolitionist attorney comes to his aid. They throw out the judge, and it's the U.S. President Van Buren has the judge removed and puts in somebody he trusts that will rule for the U.S. government, because now you have Queen of Spain, okay, Spain and Portugal. She was in charge of Queen Isabella, who was a child at that time, 14, I believe. She wanted the slaves back. The President of the United States was challenging the abolitionist right because of the International Slave Treaty. And so he put in a Catholic, believing he could control the Catholic and the Catholic would rule in his favor. And this Catholic judge, at this first step of the case, finds in favor of Cinque and that they are free people. The U.S. President, Van Buren, then appeals that decision all the way up to the Supreme Court, where they get the former president, John Quincy Adams, involved. And before the Supreme Court, he does a brilliant, brilliant speech where he challenges what freedom is. Now, pay attention, because this is important in what is going on. Justice Story, who was the Supreme Court justice who brought the verdict, said these words, and I'm going to summarize it. He said these were born free people. They were born free. Now, remember the movie Born Free? They talked about Africa and the animals?
Right.
The difference here is that while Cinque eventually got his freedom, and they went back to Africa where virtually all that they knew had been stolen, taken in the slave trade again, the point is that these criminals that are running everything see themselves as freeborn. They are freeborn, not born free. There's a difference.
That's
and
right.
I know that because of my grandfather's books. He was a Grand Duke in the Freemasons.
Well, you know, what you're saying is definitely true, because there's a difference. And also, let's be real here, and I tell everybody, and we're doing a lot of research, and tonight we're giving you something that if y'all want to get involved with this, I've got somebody else. Let me get y'all in here, because I want to do a lot of talking. Let me get 1-877. What's up, sister? Go ahead. 1-877. Comment.
Good evening, Dry Bones. How are you today?
What's up? I'm wonderful. How you been doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. I was calling in to comment on the internet tax mandate.
Yeah, go ahead.
Seems like to me, I did a little research that this there was a I don't know if you stated this earlier, but there was a the Senate passed the bill last year. And basically what it was, I don't know if you mentioned the Marketplace Fairness Act. It was a
no, I didn't mention that.
This Marketplace Fairness Act is, it was a bipartisan, meaning the Republicans and the Democrats voted on it. And it was once that they seem like they're taking steps towards this internet tax mandate. And it says currently states cannot force internet retailers outside of their borders to collect sales tax on their behalf, but the Marketplace Fairness Act would change that. So that right there is what they passed, the Marketplace Fairness Act. Republicans who favor an internet sales tax can claim that the use tax laws, which require residents to pay sales tax on goods that they buy out of state, are already on the books. This is not a new tax. While this might technically be true, the fact is that most people are ignorant about the uses of taxes or simply ignore them, and the taxes are rarely enforced. The Marketplace Fairness Act transfers this tax obligation to the internet retailers, forcing them to become tax collectors for the 45, 45 states have had sales tax. This would result to a nightmare of small internet retailers. And what they're saying is, if the legislators, is what everybody needs to do is call the call their local representatives and legislators and really get involved. Even the folks who, you know, I know that most conscious people are, you know, really not into the politics and the government. But what I want to say to those folks is that although our goals and our dreams are to build our own community, grow our food, and try to live a clean, free, society outside of the world that we live in, create our own world. But because we're not there yet, and if we don't get involved, meaning all you have to do is send letters, sign petitions, get in touch with your local representative, and tell them about this market fairness tax the market fairness tax is going to help them implement their internet tax mandate. So what they're doing is they're going at it in a small, you know, they take steps, they strategize, and they plan. And what they're saying is that this particular new tax law could cost people, you know, people who have online internet retailers, online stores, will cost them 200,000 jobs. This will affect 9,000 companies out of business, boom, just like that. Okay, just like that.
Stop.
And as we know, a lot of people.
No, I was going to say that. I'm going to let you keep going because but y'all heard her say thousands of jobs. And that's just a trickle effect. And the problem that we have here, and I'm glad you brought that up, so you did a very good job of explaining what we're talking about, because the conscious community sometimes lack activism. Somehow we believe we can stay conscious and, you know, make it through this, but why the earth, world is collapsing in front of us, you know, and don't think we're going to be touched. That seems to be this new consciousness that is we're untouched because we're conscious. I don't think that's real. I think that's some illusionary, and that probably is brainwashing, and they don't even want to say they are. You know, I tell myself, y'all heard me say this, I'm brainwashed every day. I'm trying to say stop being brainwashed every time I get up. So I feel what you're saying because I've had that. People say, you know, what can we do? That's another, remember we talked about this too, what can we do? They're giving you the platform to do something. I mean, it's common sense is for those of you who want anarchy, then you stay in that formula of anarchy. Then that means you don't really need want to do nothing. You want to collapse. So that's a different story. But remember what you're asking for. And then those of you who say, you know, I'm conscious and, you know, we want to take that ours back. Well, you can't do it without going through the system now because, that you know, you have to almost go to where Sister Dorothy was talking about. And that's in the Civil War when we had weapons, y'all. Now, let me get this straight so we can bring these two together, these two dichotomies together. Sister Dorothy just mentioned Civil War, Lincoln. Now, do you know we had weapons, everybody? It was full regiments. Y'all seen Denzel Washington in the Fighting 54th Regiment? We had guns. And because of the brainwashing that was so entrenched, we didn't even use them on the right people. We used them for the North to kill the South for what she just said was only for economics. It had nothing to do with us. Lincoln made plenty of speeches that he could care less about freeing the nation if he had to use us. He just did it because, and we really didn't get freed. At that particular time, everybody went to slavery because the Labor Code put white folks and black folks all under the same umbrella. And that's why we're at this juncture today because everybody's waking up to this. Oh, we got put into the same game. So, of course, it's becoming popular. Now, she just said something about the Internet. Many of us would not get this information if it wasn't for the Internet. Because the regular big four of the big stations that are controlled would never let us talk like this. So when you see Reverend L. Sharpton on CNN News, no, he could not possibly be down for what's going on because you would not be on the news. You would not be on CNN talking like this. You ain't not going. So that's why I tell people, look at what you're talking about and what you're going to want to give up. Many of you make money. All you small businesses, you're on the internet. You get freebies. All you got to do is get PayPal. Listen to what's being said. And the system making so much sense. You do have to get involved sometime. I know, fight your battles when it needs to be fought, but this is some battles that we got to be fought with, because otherwise you're not going to have anything. And like Sister Dorothy said, if you do your research on England, they're putting us back into feudalism. Remember, the story of Robin Hood was just on TV not too long ago, which is of Sherwood Forest. Now, Sherwood Forest, y'all know, is the seal of the Rothschild. If you look at the shield of Robin Hood, it's the shield of the Rothschild family. Just look it up. It really is robbing the poor to give to the rich. That's the real story. They just reversed it. Because the Rothschilds are behind the banking institution, which is controlled also by Vatican, allegiance. Because their allegiance comes to the Vatican. Let's be honest. When you see them kissing those rings, haven't y'all even wondered why they got to bow down and kiss people rings? What's that about? But we take it for granted because we don't know the significance of that. Any more callers, please? I got three. I got Dorothy. I got Brother. I'm going to make sure. If you're on the line, bro, I'm going to give you last time to make a comment. I hope you're on the phone. I'm going to put you out there. 777, are you out there?
Yes, I'm here, brother.
Oh, no, he's not. Okay, he's out there. All right, go ahead. You want a comment, question? You want to make some clarity? You want to bring us to what you're thinking about? Go ahead and free your mind.
It's, again, another show of just informative information. What's on my mind tonight is really the current event as far as what's going on with this Iraq and this ISIS movement. If they're ratcheting it up again for another, engagement military-wise, I really don't know, but I figured that's something I just wanted to touch bases on to see what's really going on there. It's clearly our international the policies are somehow backfiring, but we have these organizations that are claiming to be doing work in the name of the good old USA, but yet the results are coming back, to bite them, and eventually it should have some trickle down effect, but it's kind of confusing at the moment right now as far as like figuring out what's really going on and what's the next wave. That's what I wanted, if we could just touch upon that, what's really going on.
I'm going to keep you on the line. Let me get Sister Keela back on the line. I'm going to keep all y'all. I'm going to keep everybody online that's on the line who want to be online. I see another caller want to get on there, so I'm going to let him. But let's stay on the line with all y'all, because remember, it's free your mind. I want a comment from each of y'all. And if you can give a comment, everybody, try to keep it brief, because we want to stay on point to what this brother's talking about as well as what everybody else is talking about. I see that they're going back to war. I've been seeing it. You and I both have talked. And those of you have talked to on privately, in good conversation, we see it. They have to go back over there. It's part of the game. There's no way they can go without being over there. I had to put you up here, right here. And that's a car. You got a car. So I see that happening, but it's always been the plan, y'all. You don't realize these people, like Sister Keela said, they sit in conference rooms for days upon, have conferences about what they're going to do next. Just like when the Pope got picked, they had to go into the Vatican room and wait, gave us some symbolic smoke that was white, and then when the smoke came black, we had a Pope. Or vice versa. I can't remember which one it was, but one of them smokes, they were smoking something up in there. But anyway, that's what's going on now. Let's be honest, on www.drybonesconnect.com, I had put the whole thing on that I found that was most accurate to what's going on over there. And, of course, it's about resources. It has nothing to do about liberating anybody. There's no war but bankers' wars. Remember that, y'all. Got that from my sister Ngoni. There's no wars but banker wars. Ain't about liberating nobody. They can care less about liberation. Ain't about none of that. It's about the resources that that particular landmass can yield for, I just read it, the merchants. I just read it. It ain't never going to be anything but merchants. That's it. Now, I know we like these merchants because they, you know, and we don't like to say they had fezzes on and they were sitting there looking black and making love to thousands of white women. We hate talking about that part because, you know, uh-oh, responsibility comes. We got to take responsibility now and say, wait a minute. You know, we was up there doing raping ourselves. I hope y'all understand that. We might not have understood it, but go and look up books called The Harems. Go look them up. Don't take my word up. Look up the book called The Harems, and you will see that she was actually right. They was the worst slaves, had been broken down many times, come from the Slavic area where they had Crimea, where that war with Russia was all that. That's the Slavic area. Understand that. If y'all look at any of this TV, y'all know the Slavic area don't be playing. That's a different type of people there. Let me go in here and get 1239. 1239, you on the air? Oh, you Dry Bones.
Hey, how you doing, brother Dry Bones?
What's that, brother?
I want to Excuse me.
Go ahead. Can you hear me? You got your time. Go ahead. Yes, I hear you.
The brother was talking about the Iraqi war, about us going back to war over there. But what I heard is that, like, if you ever play chess, right, you know that you got to control the middle of the board to be winning. And Iraqi is Babylon. You know what I'm saying? It's always been throughout the whole history of the Bible, the Quran. It's always been, if you can control Iraq and that area over there, you control the whole world, right? So mm-hmm. What's going on right now is that the American dollar is about to drop, right? And the Iraqi dinar, if you have any dinars on you, and you should purchase some if you can get some, you need to purchase some Iraqi dinar, because what's going to happen is that all these millionaires, Donald Trump, Warren Buffett, just like a billion dinars and 300 million dinars, because they know that when the dollar drops, the Iraqi dollar is going to be three times worth the amount than the American dollar, so that when you go to your foreign exchange to change your money, right, you can't exchange American dollar because it's going to be less. So you have to, when you change your dinars, you'll be like a multi-billionaire, you know. So right now, if you go to
Why do you think that? Well, now, when you say dinar, you say Iraqi, Saddam Hussein, that particular Iraqi, you saying that their money is going to be worth more than the U.S. dollar. And why do you think that? How that's going to really affect Black America? Because in doing so, I mean, just give me your take on why you think that's going to be, powerful.
See, the thing is that like just the other day, I purchased some Vietnamese dung, right? And basically, the Vietnamese dung right now is less than a penny, right now, right? But you can go to your bank right now, whether it be Chase, Bank of America, whatever bank you have, and purchase some of this foreign exchange money, because when the time comes and the American dollar drop, it's best that you have this money so that your money, you'll be good in that time to come. You feel what I'm saying? Because when the American dollar...
What about silver?
Huh?
So what about silver? What about silver and gold?
Gold you can get, but that's going to cost money. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you could buy silver and gold now, you wouldn't buy, but the price that it's worth right now, many of us can't afford
it. Okay, I see what you're saying. So you say buy the lowest currency as you can, and then that currency will rise while this goes down.
That's right. So right now, the Vietnamese dung, you could get a million Vietnamese dung for $46 from your bank. And, mm-hmm. and you go and you say, hey, I want to buy some foreign, some Vietnamese dung. You put the money down. They'll tell you come to the bank in 3 days. They'll call you. And then you just go up and you pick the money. Now, when the exchange happens, when they let everybody know that, hey, the American dollar now is worth 70 cents. Imagine everybody that's working right now, and nobody, none of us know. The reason why I'm telling you this is because it was told to me, and I've already purchased my money, just in case, you know, just in case that it happens. And if it don't happen, the worst that can happen is I get my money back. you know. And the reason why they've been going to war with Iraq is because Iraq ran the whole entire world. Like, they couldn't, you know what I'm saying? Israel is over there, you know. Israel is over there. Iran is over there. They got nuclear power now. When they got nuclear power, they're like, man, we can't touch these guys. They're getting too much power. And, you know, Iran, Iraq, and all these places are Muslims surrounding Israel. And this is why Israel is attacking all Islamic places. It doesn't matter if you Shiite, Sunni, Nation of Islam, they're attacking all Muslims in general, right? The sister brought up a section earlier, why the Quran? Because when you reach the 33rd degree in the Freemason order, the top book is the Quran.
Well, I'm glad you went there, because I was just getting ready to go there with you and see where you was at.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, let me ask
you
this. Now, you
see what I'm saying?
But let's go there for a minute. Now, they got the Quran on, you know, the shrine, not in the Blue House, but the shrine. They got Islamic paraphernalia on. They're wearing the fez. I'm going with the Jeevan Jagger Hoover. The notorious Jagger Hoover was a shriner, everybody, just in case you didn't know that. So he would know pretty much about this. So let me ask you a question. You ever heard of a man by the name of Elbert Pike?
Elbert Pike, yeah.
Okay, Elbert Pike predicted in the same year that we were talking about with Dorothy about the Civil War time. He was a Confederate soldier, Grand Sovereign Commander. He wrote a book called The Three Great Wars where he said they would use Islam as a tool to pretend to be going to war with, but it just be used as a pretentious game so they can take over people's territories and land. And I'm starting to see that's really, because how come people wear Islamic garb in secret? And let's be honest, the Arab nations are over here already. If Arab nations wanted to kill black people or anybody, they can just sell 40 throughout the neighborhood. We'll be dead tomorrow. So I don't think they're scared of the Islamic people. I think it's all a merchant game. I don't think none of them are at war with each other. I think it's been a game since the Crusade. And basically, the House of Saud is very much connected to the dollar based on the fact that they made an agreement called the petrodollar with the House of Saud, which is a very high order. So I don't think none of them are actually because remember, man, if they really wanted to get somebody, like, let's just take for instance, they wouldn't got Noriega. They wouldn't kill Gaddafi. They wouldn't kill your boy over there, Saddam Hussein. So all who in the game now is either with them or, you know, I don't see anybody over there that's really against anything. I think they're all playing the game because if they really ain't in the game, they wouldn't be living right now. That's my opinion.
Look at what Mugabe just said. Like, if you notice, they've killed all the people that they put in power. Noriega, they put him there. Saddam Hussein, they put him there. You know what I'm saying?
Gaddafi, that's my point.
Hey, that's here and there with Gaddafi, right? But you know, they kill everybody that they've put there. But all the real black leaders like Mugabe and them cats, they didn't put them there. You know what I'm saying? And wow. You know what Mugabe just came out and said? He just said, look, right now, all the white people in I think, what is it, Zambia?
Zambia.
Zambia, right? He said all the white people cannot own land. He said they can run the building and lease the buildings up, but they cannot own the land. He said the land is for Africans only, black people. And he told them from this day forth, they're going to own no more land. Now, that's revolutionary. Now, as much as people may hate Mugabe, but hey, look here, that's a revolution. He's saying this is what is going to be done. And if y'all want to come in here and fight, then let it be done. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you brought that up. Go ahead. Go ahead, finish.
Yeah, you do. And the reason why they're not touching them because that's in the middle of Africa. Once again, the middle. Once you control the middle of anything, right, you basically have the edge of the game.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
they haven't touched.
Well, let me ask this, because I'm glad we're going there, because we're hitting on everything, which is a freaking mind. The African situation, which I'm hoping to get Brother and Gimme there. Now, they're in the Congo. I think the ISIS thing is based off them using AFRICOM to subdue Africa, because remember, they can't get nowhere without Africa without those resources. They need those resources. So,
exactly.
I just got word, I said this on the show a couple weeks ago, Brother Gimme, who was in the trenches, he said that they're going to use African leaders to start up another war in Rwanda. And let me tell y'all, I don't show this, but I might start. If y'all can see the mutilation of women in Africa, Sister Dorothy, you will be astounded. I'm talking about they're sticking sticks up the woman's vaginal area. They're being left to dead. I don't know. I think they're all through Africa. Ever since that great conference they had in Berlin, they carved up Africa pretty good. I just think that right now, Mugabe's, if he don't get allegiance, and this is my opinion, and I'm going to get more clarity from brothers over there, if he don't get allegiance soon, they're already in hyperinflation there. I think a loaf of bread is like a basket of money. So he's holding out, but the same token, how much misery can you put on your people before they crack? That's my opinion.
Okay,
we haven't been hungry yet. America is to me, our population and all in America is very fat on the hog right now. We have never been without food. Slow pockets of us are losing now, like Detroit. But let somebody like in Miami or in New York can't get their water, I guarantee you, brother, it'd be a whole new ball game talked in. Because I'm just taking people's opinion. What y'all think about that, brother? Go ahead.
That's the truth about the water, right? But it's kind of funny that you brought up the conscious community earlier, because in Detroit, right, I know a lot of sisters and a lot of brothers that say that Detroit is so conscious, right? But yet when I speak to them on the phone, I'm be like, damn, y'all let them cut off your water? You know what I'm saying? If you're so revolutionary as you say that you are, how you going to let them people cut off your water? The only places that had water was the mansions and the golf courts. We need to go to the golf courts then and bring out our tents and let them come for us. We need to do what we got to do.
That's deep what you just said. I like now. I'm not saying they're not doing that, because I think the human nature is going to make them do what you just said. Because I would think if they've seen water coming out the golf course and water's coming out these mansions, eventually it's going. Remember, I said it's disharmony going to drive people to do things that they would not normally do. And I think what you just said would be probably seen on the news soon, that they will be going to those places to get that water.
Well, that's the thing. But here's the problem. Here's the issue that we don't have in the conscious community. I don't care if you just came into consciousness, you've been in consciousness for 25 years, we don't have a leader, you know, and that's the issue right there. At least when back in the 60s you had a Malcolm, you had a Martin Luther King, you had several people that you could follow, but the conscious community has nobody. You know, the Moorish science stuff, they have nobody. You know, the Hebrew Israelites, they have nobody. You know what I'm saying? There's no leader for these people. The 5% nation, they have nobody, but yet we're all a black nation. You feel what I'm saying? But
well, let me
none
ask
of them have leaders. So,
Now, all y'all, any comments from those of you? Because I got your mics on.
Yes, I would like to comment.
Go ahead.
Okay, all right, brother. I just want to make a couple comments. I want to comment on what you said, but earlier I wanted to state about the national inner tax mandate. There's a on Facebook. They have a Facebook friendship page, and it says "Stop the National Internet Tax Mandate." And then I just wanted to also make known that Amazon did support it, and they tested the market. And they lost quite a bit of money. So now they have a page. It's called campaignforliberty.org. And this is Amazon. They don't want it anymore either, because they see that it doesn't help. Now, I just want to comment on the brother when he said about the dollar. I just want to I want you to know that July the 1st, everybody, the word was out that the dollar was going to crash. It didn't crash.
Yes.
Okay? Nothing happened.
Okay. The law.
Now, let me say, hold on for a second. And the law doesn't say anything about the dollar crashing either. It's just a foreign exchange that they're trying to oppose on foreign countries who American citizens transfer their money over there. That's what that was all about. But anyway, the point I was making with that was, I believe, my opinion, is that they're forcing, even with this internet state mandate law, is they want America to feel the pain, okay? They're not going to get rid of the dollar because the Vatican's, the Khazars, they're controlling it. The Khazar works for the Vatican, okay? And Dorothy explained all that earlier. So if we think of it like that, if they control all of that, why would it be their best interest for it to crash, okay? But what
okay,
is their best interest? It's for us. Let me finish. It's for our country to go after war, okay? The goal is whenever they have wars, they make more money, okay? They make more money. And when they're going over to Iraq, and forcing, I mean, they're just bullying them over there, and they're saying, hey, either what does it not, they're training those folks over there out of Iraq to become a part of, it's all about conquer and control. And if they can break us down here in our country like they did the Soviet Union, like Trafficant was stating on the show earlier, then they can impose things because then we're going to do whatever they want. Because we're gonna be hungry, we're gonna feel some pain if they keep making us lose jobs and creating these unnecessary wars. So I think it's all about the control. Because, and another thing too, is their control is only limited. The most of their control comes from the solar system, the energy, electronics. Those people that control all that is coming to an end. So when they make more countries poor, like they did over in Africa, they can go over there and control the mindsets of the people. They can create those guerrillas over there with greed and money and power. So basically, I think it's just them trying to, they want America to start feeling some pain as well, because we're all over the place. We got too many different nationalities.
Okay, hold on. I'm getting a lot of calls on that. Y'all bringing in callers. They starting to come in now with their hands up. Let me go to 0638. 0638,
you're
on OE Dry Bones.
Yes, Hotel Dry Bones. I think the dollar will crash, and the reason why I say that is that the euro is in place for the dollar to crash and for the bringing together the East and West, which symbolizes the two eagles' heads with one body. They have to let the dollar crash in order to bring together the Amero, which is Canada, mm-hmm. America, and South America. So the dollar mm-hmm. will crash. We just don't know when. But the goal is to bring the Amero into effect, and that will be the culmination of the two eagles joined as one, with one body above. That's my point.
Hold on. Stop there before we go. Now, I want you to realize what he just said. So we are there's always been, that's why I tell people all the time, if you got to know symbology in this game here, because you can be totally played out. Two eagles, double head, looking left and right, same body. That's the same thing that's going on today with the Republican and Democratic Party. They're the same bird, just two heads. It's the same game. You don't think they know what they're doing? You don't think they're not enemies at all. It's all illusion to pretend they're enemies. And I kind of think the dollar will crash on purpose based off the fact that it's bringing that unification of the North American Treaty that has been waiting in the wings. Because remember Ross Perot, y'all? I don't know if y'all remember Ross Perot. Some of y'all might be, if you're not. But Ross Perot, even though he was not going to beat Bill Clinton, he kept saying, your jobs are leaving. They're going to create the North American Treaty. He kept saying that constantly. He knew he was not going to win. They kept saying, your jobs are leaving, second sound, and they're gone now. So they went. Now they're about to take more jobs. So that pain that Sister Q said is being brought on us slowly. Detroit now. Now, I've been through a hurricane, so I know what it is to be without water for months. And I know brother who just online, he from the Florida area. We've been there. We've seen the police state. We've seen the National Guard tell us we couldn't come in. So I already know y'all do not want that. No, you do not want that. You might think you can handle that. You might think you can handle that. But let me tell y'all, those who've been in natural disasters, who, like Katrina, you don't want that. You don't want that. You might think, you would think you tough. You don't want that. So think of that same thing happening with an economic collapse. Because if they collapse it, which is going to be done on purpose, it's not done because it's done on purpose. That's why Obama and them and the Bush and all the rest of those presidents made the ball called hyperinflation. That's what's happening with Mugabe. I want y'all to look at Mugabe, go on the internet, see what that brother was talking about. Mugabe is saying those things, but his country is almost like hyperinflation. Like I say, they can't eat right now. Some only the rich. The poor is catching hell. Let me go to 2276 in the line. Let me go to 2276. You on the air or you dry bones?
That's where they going.
Go ahead, brother.
Private property. You know what I mean?
Now speak up. Hold on, speak. Speak up a little bit into the. I can't hear. We can barely hear you. Speak up a little bit.
It's a law.
Did he put me on the air? Come on, speak up a little bit.
I hear you. 22. Come on, 2276. You on the air? Hello. All right, I gotta take you out, bro, because I can't have all that. All right, brother.
Hey,
Sister Dorothy. Dorothy, yes. You've been out for a minute. What you been hearing? What you think about what you've been hearing so far, Sister Dorothy?
Well, again, you know, they've always put it out in film form or things that all of us see. Go look at It's a Wonderful Life. Now, let me just, this is the movie with Mr. Potter, Old Man Potter, who's the bankster. This is the movie with George Bailey. Okay, It's a Wonderful
Life.
That's
right. Comes on every Christmas.
That's right. And pay attention, because what happens? You have the whole scenario of this film is what happens when evil is in charge, the banksters, and what does he do to the people? He puts them in Pottersville. They're run-down shanties that are paying exorbitant money. He's having them to literally give all their life's wages to him, and they live in squalor. And George Bailey, the hero, now pay attention, because what else did Old Man Potter do? He was in charge of the Selective Service Board. He was a chairman of the Selective Service to send guys to war. Who did he want to send to war? The good guy, George Bailey. But because George had a bum ear, he sent his younger brother. Selective service isn't random. They're selecting people that are the people that are strongest, that are those who came up under Dr. King and the Kennedys. And you know, I know that these people had flaws, but, hey, they also had a vision of understanding. It was John Kennedy who started outing the New World Order. So when you're looking at this, the entire generation of people that were hearing the trauma, that were seeing the abuse from all different walks of life, that were standing up, who were literally influenced by these amazing human beings, Dr. King, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, especially after Malcolm did his entire change of understanding who all people were. You know, that's what they were frightened of, is people coming together. And it was actually stated by President Hoover after World War I, when it was the African Americans who went to France to fight alongside the French because they were being lynched in huge numbers by their own people. So when they came back to war, they gathered in shanty towns because they were denied any of their benefits. So here you had people, black and white, all the minorities, who literally took over the Capitol. They sat in the senators and congressmen's office. Senators had to walk through hundreds of thousands of veterans who were protesting, and state by state, black men as well as white and all the minorities in between their color were working together to get their benefits together. Working together. And that's where,
yeah, that's right.
That's where President Hoover sent out who? It was Major Eisenhower at the time who had become president. It was also Major Patton. And they had a general,
right.
MacArthur, who was sent out to get all the veterans who had just won the war out of there because they needed to pit the blacks against the whites. And that was the entire intent. They began working together and realizing. And what did they do? They sent a great many of them into work projects all over the country. And they sent them especially down to Florida into the Everglades. And there they had a hurricane hit. And a great many of these men who were sent, veterans, were waiting for their benefits to come about. And many of them, hundreds of them, died because of the hurricane. So who comes ashore to see this was the prominent writer, Ernest Hemingway of the time. He was loved by all America. And he said in an article, they practically killed these guys. That's what ended up getting vets their, get this, $700. That's all they wanted, $700. And they started building the Levittowns, which were the housing areas. That's what happened. That's when they don't want their veterans to get their benefits. We're talking veterans that have been waiting 40, 50, 60 years, denied service-connected benefits over and over. The brutality that they're going through, my God, it's craziness. And they're warehousing.
And you know what? And they're warehousing. And now, I want everybody to realize that while all this is being done, the veterans are still protesting. I hope you realize that. The veterans, just because we don't see it on TV, the Veterans Administrative Hospital is still denying people their service of getting healed. So let's not forget that. See, we have a tendency to be a quick... I know the computer is so fast, but that it takes also that's the harm of that computer because it desensitizes us to all these events that's going on, and so we don't really get the understanding of how impacting it impacts all of us when these things happen. And so because of you don't even hear about the girls missing anymore. See how they got this thing? You don't hear about the man who over in Africa who took the 200 girls. That's out your mind now. And so eventually they're running through so much stuff through our mind because they know it's a database and they can scramble it up by just giving us too much stuff. And like the brother said earlier, that Middle East, I don't say that the Iran was the once ruled the world in so many cases when I have Dr. Ben and so many of the great scholars. I'm not saying they were not a part of the ancient world, but I don't think they were the ruling elite of the ancient world. But at the same token, let's just say that Babylon is also masonry. It's also masonry. And if you want to take it to the level where it was tattooed by even back in the day, it's Babyland. You do know, everybody, you live in the most youngest nation on the planet Earth. It's only 247 years old, I believe. That's the youngest nation on the Earth, considering the rest of them. So this is a baby land.
Well, if I can kind of bring it back around, are you okay with that?
Go right ahead. Go right,
when you
bring
were
it
talking, when you were talking about the collapse of the dollar, again going back to this movie that actually very much reflected real life because the banks were shut down. But when were they shut down? They were only shut down after all of the millionaires, and here's the parallel to this. The tobacco industry, going back, were the plantation owners. The plantation owners were your congressmen. The wealthiest were your U.S. congressmen back in the day. Now, over the years, they knew, back in the 30s and 40s, they'd put a great deal of toxins in cigarettes. They knew it. That was a book I had to read in college. 40s and 50s, they knew how much toxins that were killing people. Come forward, they put the little sign on the side that said, this could kill you. So you just consented to possibly be killed by all the toxins they put in. When did this only come to real fruition? Is when enough of our congressmen, who are millionaires and billionaires, put enough distance between them and their family members or second cousins or other people they trusted to run these companies and have a bunch of yahoos stand up and say, no, we didn't put in any toxins. No, we never knew about this, even though they had a sign on each box. And it was when they got enough distance between themselves, history, knowledge, and all the other traumas that Americans had witnessed to say, we had nothing to do with it. And yet, Al Gore's family was tobacco money. I mean, you can trace this stuff. It goes back, and it's very obvious. So just like the collapse of the dollar, which was also with 1929 and the collapse of the stock market, all of the senior rich people of the time, Carnegies, Mellons, all those folks, they knew when they were going to pull the rug out from under everybody so that they
right.
had the money, and they offered pennies on the dollar
right.
for people's money. So they virtually will do the same thing. So I think the best thing to do, remember when all of us were probably little kids and you either down a snow hill, you had the big old inflatable tire and you were in the middle of it, or you were in the middle of a pond and you were bobbing up and down inside your inflatable tube. See yourself as the center hub of a wheel and see all the spokes as news events. Don't get lost in it, but observe it. And begin to make the connection, because there are connections to all of them, every one of them.
Right.
As far as the Congo and the mutilation of girls and women, I know a bunch of Congolese. I was there when they were speaking for some of the first times, and I was hearing why it was happening, because the women and the children out in the farmland were doing the farming. The way you terrorize people to get them out is to rape them and brutalize them off their land. And based on the rules that were set up by who? The mining ministers of these different nations, because they have a tendency to be some of the most powerful, because they are holding the keys, if you will, to the resources. And so private industries and companies come in, and what do they want? They want the resources. So to get the people off the land, which translates to every country in the world that this has been done to and is known as America's interests, they rape and brutalize people off the land, and then these individuals are brutalized and devastated and are terrorized. And so,
and this is going around, and
begin looking at all the connections.
No, it's there. All the connections are there, because everybody knows they can have the same story right here. Because now, while all this is going on, we are watching. And it's always been a saying, bad things happen when good people do nothing. So this is where we at in this dilemma of how long we going to keep watching. Because you can only watch so long before it comes after you. Because, this is the real story. They came after them, the teachers first, and they came after the lawyers. And before they came, then they came after me. They can come after the lawyers all they want. They need to get their ass. But they came after everybody until we watched, and then they came after us.
But here's another interesting aspect. That quote is brilliant, but here's what the evil ones have done. And you know this in the African-American communities, where the mothers, the men were off working, doing what they needed to do. The women were raising the boys, teaching them responsibility, as well as even honoring the mothers and the grandmothers. The daughters were learning all that they wanted to learn as far as themselves. they had to break up the family in the African-American communities because of all of the unification that's happened because of, you know, getting out of slavery and working together. They knew that. In the white communities and every community in between, they found who were the people who were the good people, and they began destroying them. And how did they do that? Pay attention, because this is reflective right back to what they're doing in the Congo and even across this world. They ended up brutalizing, raping and sexually brutalizing. They found the weakest link in the communities, the people that were, you know, easy to mess
easy
with.
Easy prey.
Easy prey, vulnerable. They brought them up. They let them brutalize women, men, children. Then they would turn them out into prostitution. Now, hear what I'm saying. Prostitution is not the oldest, is not the oldest profession in the world. Back in the day, women, these victims, had no personal power. And yet, they lead you to believe by the terminology, it was your personal choice. These people were owned. The networks, the pimps, the oldest profession, if you believe in it, based on what your belief system is Adam and Eve, they were farmers. They picked apples. Okay? Now, if you don't go with that belief system, make sure you understand.
You mean farming? We're in society.
Yeah, it was the networks that have traumatized, brutalized, and abused people that did this. That's slavery. Prostitution was slavery. And we just had a fancy word here. Now, since the 1940s, 1930s, when even Hollywood allowed for young women to be brutalized and they bought off all the witnesses and trashed the evidence, they've made it into an industry. And who did they put? They put a guy by the name of Slim Iceberg. Iceberg Slim. Ice Slim,
Iceberg
I think.
Slim.
Okay.
He was allowed to publish a book,
and it was a how-to to pimp out not just his society, but all of them across the board. And sadly, what was that mantle, that burden put on? It was put on a black man when, in fact, it was the networks behind him that are still getting away with it. Because to traumatize a person, and what used to take years to traumatize a person like this, now takes 3 days. Technology, drugs, and severe trauma to a child or any person they want to get.
That's what they have in mind for a lot of people. Well, they've been doing it, and now that we're starting to see that these trauma networks or these systems of kidnapping. It was a movie by Leslie Nielsen when his daughter went over to Europe and they were kidnapped by these Islamic groups or Arabs, and they took them over to and turned them into prostitution. That has been going on, and it's still going on. But you said something that I want to key on. You said they were mining ministers. Now, I want everybody to listen, and I talk to a lot of people. And until we take personal responsibility to what's going on and quit acting as if we're a victim, the mining ministers have always been the chiefs of these African tribes. They've always been the big power broker. They're the ones that, even if they couldn't write, they would put their insignia on the contract to give to the corporations around the world to mine their resources from the land. And it's to the point now they're just draining that particular. Now, I know there's enough, I'm going to be honest with you, there's enough gold for everybody on the planet Earth. Let's not be deceived. But because of capitalism where we live, it's always called supply and demand. So they got to create a demand. And even if it ain't appearing to be like there's no oil, there's always tons of oil. So they're going to make it seem like that. And the brother mentioned that Iraq about we went in there. You notice our gas prices didn't go lower, though. That should be thought about. You went and got Iraq. Why our gas didn't go lower? They got all the major oil fields. That's because it was never intended to go lower. And these things are happening. Now, we're on the top of the hour, everybody. And I appreciate everybody's input. I'm going to try to get a few more people in here. I see somebody right here. Let me see. I got this one. 27, give you a chance. 2073, you on the line. Let me get you in here before we close out. Hello.
Okay, I was just going to say another form of brainwashing is making the people believe that we need leaders. And that is so prevalent in the Black community. They make Black people believe that you need someone leading over you, when in reality, children need leaders. Children need people to follow. We must stand up and realize that we don't need any more leaders. We need to stand up and take that role, take on that role yourself, because any other race or nationality of people don't have or don't focus on having leaders as the Black community does. So that, this is a little tidbit. I don't want to take up too much time. Yet
no, I'm going to say this on that particular topic there. There's a point when I'm going to speak for me, when a certain leader happens and he has too much emphasis on him, and when he dies or something happens to him, usually those organizations die out. That means that the leadership was not entrenched, meaning that they did not have the chain of command in place. So when one comes, the other one comes. So most of the time, we're focusing on the one leader concept and forgetting that if something happened to him, just take Dr. King and him. When Dr. King died, pretty much the civil rights movement fell apart. The people that was running, they all went for a money grab, and I think Jesse became the winner out of that time frame. He became the so-called media spokesman after King died, which is so ironic. I think everybody should look at Steve Coakley's video on Who Killed King. I think that would be very shocking to find out how Jesse was looked at by Dr. King and the rest of them. It's not me talking. It's them talking in their own documentary. So, yes, that one leader concept has to be looked at quite seriously, because I can talk about even Dr. York, the Wavian Nation. Same thing. Brilliant brother. But as soon as he got into his legal troubles, bam, there is no true Nawabian nation no more. Everything gone. They can't rebuild. They can't seem to get together, you know, because too much emphasis was put on that. Boom. Yahweh ben Yahweh for all you Hebrew Israelites. Gone. Boom. What happens? Temple goes disarray. All the property taken. We can't get back together to create more property. So that one leader concept, and I hate to say it, but Farrakhan is old and good as he looked for his age. He's 80 years old. He can't be on earth forever. I'm curious to see what will happen with the Nation of Islam, especially now that they're going into Scientology. They might be a total different group of thought in the next 10 to 15 years. We might even know them by now. So, yes, the one leader concept, I should think all think tanks and everybody should be looking at. I think that if you're going to have groups today, everybody should be trained into the leadership concept and know your place. And the biggest problem that we have had with leadership, even with Noble Drew Ali, once they die or something happened to them, we tend to go crazy for the power, end up killing each other and shooting each other. And this is factual. I ain't making nothing up. I'm going to be honest with y'all, everybody. I was doing some research on Marcus Garvey, because I was curious. I wish we'd have brought up more time. I'm trying to get Brother Dr. Omar Johnson to give us some clarity on his $5 million, but he wants to name it the Marcus Garvey Frederick Douglass School, the school in college. Now, I started looking up Garvey, and I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think many people really know Garvey. I think you hear about Garvey because you hear about him through the myth. Well, if we research Garvey and find out what happened, Garvey's biggest problem was Black people. It wasn't white people. It was not white people. J. Edgar Hoover was 20 years old when he went after Garvey, and he put informers in the Garvey movement. And did you know that those informers had to look like Garvey? So, of course, Garvey went and helped And this is the problem that we're having, because we don't understand that, you know, when you do not tell your whole story correctly and you leave out all these little inconsistencies, you can't get to the truth. Garvey was misled, just like many of us. Garvey, not one of Garvey's ships. We got this, the Starliner. Not one ship made it to port. Some of them sank right in the harbor because he was misled by people who he thought had his best interest. This has been our problem. That's why the one leader concept is dangerous, because what happens is when you got rid of Garvey, guess what you got rid of? The whole United Negro Improvement Association. You got rid of the whole thing. And I'm not just saying it from a black perspective, because it happens to also all ethnic groups when they're greedy for power. When you're greedy for power, then you cannot succeed. But there's one group who seems to have that power thing no matter how long, and that's called the Vatican. Vatican been going around since a long time. I won't even get into the time frame. But let's just say that concept of Christianity, 611 or 11, somewhere in that framework.
About 2,000 years.
Able to still, say it again.
I said, I think they've been in power for about 2,000 years.
Yeah, Peter was the first person after Christ. Yep.
Right. Yeah, same. That's right. Now think about this. They still going strong. Ain't missed a beat. And they've been arguing and fighting with each other, but they had a vision. And it's a scripture that the Masonic Bible says the people perish for lack of vision. It didn't say the leader perish. It said the people perish for lack of vision. Meaning, it didn't say a leader perish. It said the people. That means a connection. So what happens is the people don't have no vision. And guess what's happening to them? Our vision has been so screwed up at this point, and theirs have not. I'm going to tell you, the Vatican is killing us. Matter of fact, he's in the Latin world, and I don't know why anybody who's not knowing that the Spanish world were over here, Queen Isabella. And I want you to know, I'm going to put this out here. Why don't you look up the ambassadors to Queen Elizabeth that came from the Moroccan Empire? Look that up. I don't think y'all understand they were ambassadors. It's a movie called, comes on HBO, that shows these things. I don't know. HBO shows a lot of this. King of something. I don't know. I'm getting the name wrong. But it shows this. And this agreement had nothing to do with black and white. This agreement had to do with, guess what? Money. Finances. I told everybody, and I will continue to tell you, the black and white game did not come out until the 1700s when Blumenbeck out of Germany decided they had to use that as another tool for a caste system, because the caste system was already in effect. Did not start with white people. Started with the Indo-European, meaning India. That's how that got started. So let's tell that whole story, because right now we are so confused with history that we can't get it right. So I love the fact that y'all come on here to get understanding. But don't just get it. Go research us. Make sure that when you go to tell others, you have conviction in your mind, body, and soul that you are telling them facts. Not allegoric, not mythology, not mystical wisdom, not Masonic folklore, because that's also in levels of learning. So if you're not going to look at the facts of the matter and get everything on. Now, I'm going to give everybody a little chance to talk, but we got to close out. I'm going to start from the bottom. Now I'm here. That's going to be 2073. Could I get a quick comment, your last thoughts, before we close out? 2073, you want to make a comment before we close out? Okay. Go ahead, 1-877. Please make a comment, or before we close out, or
yes, I would like to make a comment. I wanted to mention to you all earlier about the dollar crashing. And I just wanted you to be open minded to this theory. The United States dollar and the euro dollar is all pretty much to me by the same people. And that's the Vatican that you were just talking about. Okay, now, if that is the case, and United States dollar controls 65% of the world population, okay? Just hear me there. So if that is the case, the advantage to the powers of B to trade their dollar in for the Amero, where you got to add in Mexico and Canada, it's like, why do I need to do that? Unless it's propaganda, unless they're trying to just use the physical science, and let's get into the minds of the people and see if they're all into $1 or whatever, you know. I don't see that happening unless it's forced upon, you know what I mean? Because it's like, if I control everything, why do I need to drop that ball unless it's going to give me more? So I'm just curious if anyone out there could, you know, answer those thoughts that came in my mind about the dollar crashing.
Go ahead, answer it.
It's going to be a quick thing. America has to fall just like every other nation, Rome, you know, Egypt, Greece, you know, because they need something new. You know, so to bring in a new one world order, right, and so that everybody will be under one accord. America, the American dollar has been dropped from the past 20 years. It's been down. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What happened this time around, though, is that France, Russia, China, and all of Europe got together without America because they were the world's currency, right? And they owed them money. So they say, man, we got to cut them off because printing money, and they ain't paying us our money. So we got to cut them off. So what we're going to do, we're going to bring in a whole world currency so that we can all be saved from this, right? And that means that they're going to have to they're no longer going to be the world currency. We're going to cut them off of that. So they got together, and they did that privately without America. So July 1st is when they put the law in it for the exchange to take place, and July 20th is when it's supposed to go worldwide, right? But here's the problem. If they go worldwide right now with that July 20th and tell the American people that the dollar is no longer worth this, you know it's going to be chaos, right? Why do you think they're bringing all the tanks down in Florida in Homestead on the trains? They're getting ready. Why do you think they got a million coffins in Georgia? They're getting ready. Why do you think they got all the FEMA camps set up? Because they know what's about to happen. You know, we don't know. We're the ones that's out in the loop. You know, if we any type of knowledge that we get, right, is passed down knowledge that's been around for the past 50 years ago. We're just getting the knowledge that they were teaching before they killed Malcolm now. We're just getting that stuff now. It's just kind of like the scheme in a pyramid. You ever been in a pyramid scheme? By the time you get into it, man, they haven't been around for 20 years. You know, you're not going to be a millionaire.
I agree with you on that because they definitely way ahead. I like that. Both are good. I think that's going to be the topic of subject for looking at. Keep on that. I'm going to get everybody. So stay on the line. I'm going to get everybody at the top. I think that's valid. I believe I got a text say Rome has not fallen. Maybe because of the way that I think Rome philosophy has not fallen. I think Roman philosophy is very entrenched in the Western world. So it hasn't fallen in the sense that we see the body of it Rome fall, the ancient body fall, but the philosophy is still alive in America. And so we are going to start. I ask everybody on this line, y'all consider researchers. Let's give me some more knowledge when y'all come back on the air. Show us that, you know, what we're saying so we can all look this up. Facts is important. We need to look this all up. Let me go to 1239. Make your comment before we before we leave the air.
Oh yeah, that was me just right now that just spoke.
Oh, okay. All right, let me go to 777. Make a comment.
Yeah, I think the tax law that went into effect on July 1st, I think it's a form of capital control. It's really a door that's been opened that they will be exercising probably new powers and controlling from the amount of money one can even wire overseas to even
exactly.
regulating how much money one may have. So it's
mm-hmm.
it's really
yeah.
a testing to see where and how far they'll go. It's a precursor to what's coming down the line, most definitely. But resource capital control, basically, that's pretty much what's taking place. This is pretty much the first phase of it. And many of the rich who have been hiding money overseas, it's a clear sign that they're pretty much searching to maybe close certain loopholes so they can get a tight grip on this dollar. The dollar will definitely be marginalized and reduced. It may not be destroyed, but it will definitely be reducing its value. But again, it's a moving forward in the evolution of what's pretty much destined to take place, that there is going to be a change. It's pretty much mm-hmm. who are going to be the ones in control when this change taking effect. Now, if you have an unassuming public or unaware public that's not prepared for this change, that's the violent reaction that they're probably preparing for. And it's unfortunate, mm-hmm. but those who are prepared will be able to survive this change, but those who aren't will succumb to it. So that's the pretty much the cautious path that one will have to take individually as well as the society itself. But
exactly.
I think the capital control is just a beginning of them testing the waters, because they are going to go after those who have been bypassing the loopholes or escaping through
yeah.
the loopholes, and they're going to be tightening it up because, again, they know the dollar will be falling. If you know about the whole system of them buying gold for the past 20, 30 years from your neighborhood pawn shop, you can't be blind to the signs. The signs have been around for the past 15
yeah.
years. I'm sure
many of us have seen
the commercials on TV of turning
yeah.
in your gold, used gold, and we've pretty much turned a blind eye to it, but hey, it's been in your face. Don't be surprised when the hammer falls.
Yeah, now that's something that I'm going to go to Sister Dorothy and you next. That's something that we do have to take a look at. Let's just look at it like this. America ain't nothing but a military wing for the Vatican. So we got to start looking at what it is. It's a military wing for the Vatican. It goes to all the wars. It spends all its – let's understand this, everybody. Most of America's budget is military. It can care less about social services. The biggest chunk of what is going through our money is for military advancement. Now, I found – I'm going to play this on Wednesday. Maybe now I got Brother – don't forget we got Brother Phil Valentine on Wednesday night. But I'm going to show that it's two – I don't know if y'all know this, but it's two national anthems. We only hear the first one. It's a second part. And if you go look this up on Google, look for the second part of that. It's all about imperialism, taking people's land. You have to hear the second part of the national anthem, everybody. It is real. I might get it tomorrow and play it so y'all can have it on YouTube and have it on Facebook. I'm going to send that out tomorrow. But there is a second part that explains exactly what we're talking about, that they will control everything, but it's done by, I believe, the European unions. America still pays. America is a sister. Her mother country is Europe, y'all. That's her mother for the Europeans. I ain't talking about the indigenous, so don't start jumping around. All you brothers and sisters, no. I know the indigenous people are here. We are well aware of that. We got books galore on that. I'm talking about for the system that we in now. We are under that system that is, the mother is Europe. All I'm saying is they're together. I think everybody tonight is pretty much on point and right, because even though the sister said the money, they still controlling it to explode. Because when you know everybody, when you print money and you just keep printing money, you keep printing money, you're creating hyperinflation eventually on purpose. So it can bust. And they always have a thing on that dollar that says order out, chaos out of orders. So I don't think that's not impossible for them to do it on the basis it's done on purpose, not done because of, they did all stock market. Sister Dorothy said that all stock market people got inside trading going on. They can make $1,000 turn into $10,000. That's how inside this shit is. So because we're not in the inside, we don't know how fast you can get rich. But these people get rich off a little bit of investments. $1,000. Give me $5,000. I'll make you 50. These are how these inside traders are doing things. So yes, they can manipulate and bring the market down, but the rich is still going to find a way to stay rich until the end, and that means until the immediate end, and that's pretty much how history goes. Unless they're overthrown, everybody, from within, I'm going to repeat that, from within, not from nobody else. It has to be destroyed from within, and that's where you'll see the change. Let me go to Sister Dorothy. Dorothy, get your comments. Tell us, I'm glad you made it back with us again. We didn't think it was going to be on this subject, but ended up being that it was. Give us your last thoughts.
Okay, let me make three quick points, and they all kind of dovetail into each other. Number one, there is a principle out there called the Peter Principle. You mess up, you move up. These are the people in charge. So the more they screwed up, the more they got higher up. Now, just a point that you get to say, Donald Trump was bailed out by the U.S. citizens when he went bankrupt. He's now a billionaire. Do you think he ever paid back anybody or the interest on what we bailed him out? Probably not.
No.
The next is those leaderships who screwed up and moved up, who are now in charge of all our industries. They're the ones who have continued to get profits and give information or buying material from China. And over the years, they're the ones who put us in debt with China. So why aren't they bailing them out with all the money and the billions that they have? They should be paying off China and the debt they incurred, not the rest of us. Just some ideas to think about.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true. I mean, people don't realize, even though you think you're not paying for what's going on, you are paying for what's going on. Anybody who's drawing checks or getting any type of cash, Federal Reserve notes, whatever you want to call them, you're helping with it. Unfortunately.
Can I bring up one more point? Okay. There was a guy by the name of Huey Long. He ended up being the senator, the governor of Louisiana. He would end up becoming a senator, and he was elected the senator when he said of Standard Oil, okay, that's the Rockefeller family, that oil belonged to all Americans. It was under all of our feet. He said at the time, and this was the 1930s, he said that the Rockefeller, Standard Oil, should keep $5 million in oil, and the rest of it should be able to buy all Americans a house, a car, a radio, free of charge, and land. And that was his promise. And he was actually going to run against Roosevelt for the presidency, but he was murdered. All the minerals under our feet.
Well, this is why you see pictures, and I want everybody to look at this. This is why they had Obama looking like Theodore Roosevelt in Time magazine for the New Deal. These are the reasons why they use certain characters, certain cartoons, certain things to make you see different things, because that was President Roosevelt who allowed the 1933 bankruptcy to go through. So, yes, these are people, and when you put the connection together, you are able to see this so clearly, so you will not be able to be deceived into thinking, it's not Obama. It's the whole scheme of what they're doing is being placed in there. She just said some very crucial thing, because this country was designed almost like Alaska. We all supposed to be getting checks, believe it or not, just like Alaska. Unfortunately, again, at the state levels, we watch people. We don't speak up. Many of us were ignorant to these things, but we're not ignorant as we was. But yet we act that way, meaning that we will watch this happen and won't say a word and won't even make a shot. Now, y'all can get mad at the Tea Party all you want, but I'd rather have a group like them and be around a group like that takes action regardless. And a lady said this the other day on TV, I watched it, about the great Appalachian. She said, You know, you got to stand up for something. Even if you get beat up, at least you stood up. And I looked at that. I said, you know, that's a deep comment. This chick had to be about 65 years old saying it. And I said to myself, wow. And that's what it is, y'all. Either you're just going to take it up the ass and just lay there, especially you men, and do nothing, because we are the main ones that's watching. A lot of women get involved before us men. I can tell you that by me going to the barbershops and listening to and bringing up conversations that they become quiet until it's talked about only sports. Only a few barbers like to keep knowledge going. A lot of barbers only want to talk about sports and so forth. And things that are going to affect you regardless of what you wear, think, look like, drive, or live. You are here. You're going to pay something in this. So I'm going to leave on that note, because it's all of us, y'all. Dry Bones Connection is just me, one bone, but it's the Dry Bones with an S. Can't have it with one bone. And I want everybody to realize that these shows are put together for you to go and research, download them. Please share the download. Give this to people to listen to. What you just heard tonight was a plethora of information that could be used to help yourself. Challenge what we're saying. Look up what we're saying. Make sure that we're telling you the truth. I like what the sister said earlier about these leaders. That's a good comment. Sister Akilah mentioned about the bill. Let's find out what the bill really is. Look it up. Make sure everybody's in point. I like what the brother said about the Africa leader. Our leader is Mugabe from Zimbabwe. We need to look at what's going on in Africa, y'all. If we're going to believe in Africa, we need to know what's going on in Africa. If you're going to say you are into the African experience, how can you not know what's going on and then say you are? And so for those of you who look east, travel light, and make yourself count in this world. Good night.